Hello and welcome
to another episode of
the Mbangium Podcast.
Yay!
Ta-da!
Oh my goodness. I think we just
woke up.
Been
a month.
Yeah, well,
we had too much turkey.
We woke up from our turkey coma.
Yeah. We had so much turkey that we fell asleep.
And here we are.
I actually did just wake up.
Were you playing games all night?
Yeah, but that's like
yeah, that's
night.
What I thought. Sorry, you said that's every
no,
night.
No, no. He wasn't playing games all night. He was studying for his midterms, right?
Yeah. So if I listen to your room, I don't hear. I don't hear this.
I don't know if it's a different sound.
Well, close enough.
Yeah. So it's been a month since the last time we hit record.
Or as you would say, it's been a long time.
Should have left you.
Without a dope beat to step two.
Step two.
All right. Well, okay. I don't. I have my own. I have a list that we use, the iOS like.
Totally forgot about that.
Yeah, I know. I forgot about that too.
What,
we were so
actually,
ready.
I was updating it like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you updated it 2 weeks ago with Google Pixel.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a Google Pixel?
No. But it was like literally the day before
you
we were supposed to record.
Darian just got an iPhone 6. A 7, sorry.
What?
He does not have an iPhone 7.
This is not an iPhone 7.
What is that?
He has a 6S.
Oh, a 6S.
So Darian is as successful as I am.
I think we made that joke in the last one, too.
We did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we did. You were successful.
I'm still shaking my head. Yeah.
But the Pixel came out for the Googs.
And the Pixel Ixel.
The Pixel Ixel came out?
He means the Pixel XL.
Oh, Pixel Ixel. Oh, okay. Is that a phablet?
Yeah.
Ah, nice. Is it better than an Apple product?
Depends on the Apple product.
It depends on the person.
So it's versus
that
7?
Too.
Like if you give an Android user an iPhone 7S.
7F?
FS. Or iPhone 7 Plus, they're going to look at it and be like, oh, well, I can't put like a giant clock on my home screen.
I can't add a little button
on my home screen that like turns on the battery saving.
Yeah.
You know what? That is actually something that I've always wondered. It's like I have my phone. I have my photo of my kids on the save screen or whatever, or the screensaver or whatever. Yeah. But whenever I see someone, when they open up their Android machine, their Android phone, it just doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
Makes sense to the user.
I guess so.
I tried to get Ellie to switch back to an iOS device, and she said she doesn't like it anymore.
Because you actually have a watch, a clock on it.
Well, she...
Does
no,
that help?
Not that.
It's like,
I don't know.
Like personal preference.
Yeah, it's totally... And it ends up being personal preference. But, I mean, in the case of Ellie, she has an iPad Pro,
yeah,
and an Android phone. So, yeah. And then in case of me, I have my iPhone 6S and an Android tablet.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's something that, I don't know. I can't go back and forth, with my mobile devices to like, I have, I bought $120, HP Stream 7 2 years ago.
What's that?
It's a 7-inch tablet.
Ooh,
oh,
right?
I remember
that. Yeah.
Do you still use it?
I use it at work to watch anime.
Oh, God.
It's a little screen on the side while it streams anime on my second internet server. Well, it's just something that goes on like while I'm doing quotes and I'm working. Something that if I have to kind of like, if I have a question, I usually just turn my focus to that for about 5 minutes and then I can get back to work after.
Do you pause it or do you just let it play?
If I'm about to start really getting to a quote, I turn on. It's not on at all times, but it's like when I know that.
So do you put on stuff that you've seen before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I would assume, especially in an anime, 5 minutes is a big difference in what's going on in the story.
Well, it's K-On. I've been watching K-On a
lot. Just like that scene in Dragon Ball that I showed you.
Oh, yeah.
Where Master Roshi was like running away because he was getting shot at with missiles. And then Goku saw Master Roshi do a Kamehameha. And then Goku learns how to Kamehameha in 5 seconds. And Master Roshi's like, how could he do it? It took me 50 years.
50 years.
Yeah.
But
I forgot Master Roshi got buffed up whenever he did a Kamehameha.
Oh, yeah. He just... Yeah, big muscles and everything. So funny. No, but it's really hard for me. It's like Windows or is it Windows? Microsoft, their store sucks, by the way.
Microsoft store?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty good.
It's
their physical store or digital store?
No, the digital store for my tablet.
Mm.
It's not like where on Rollo's it has all of the like Viewster. Right? Actually, that's a big one.
That's where he's watching K-On.
Viewster apparently is like the top in the top five or something like that.
Streaming services.
And it's free.
Free.
It's
yeah.
a free streaming service.
And it does online videos too. Like,
do they have a paid model?
They do have a paid model, I think.
I don't think they do.
No?
Oh.
Oh, no. They
do.
I don't think they do.
I think they do.
Do it? Is it like higher quality?
They've been around for like since 2010, apparently.
What is it called? Viewer?
Viewster. And Viewster, it's
like Napster of viewing?
Yeah, pretty much. It's actually really, really good. If you're too cheap to get Netflix or too cheap to get Crunchyroll, for streaming anything, and Viewster, I don't know. There's for some reason I've never heard of it before, and we only heard it since last week.
Apparently, it was founded in 2007 with its headquarters in the Switzerland.
Switzerland, yeah, Switzerland, and but. You can't find any of those apps on the Microsoft Store, right?
Well, yeah.
Everything's built either for Android architecture or our iOS architecture.
The architecture for your tablet, your HP one,
what
is it? It's Windows.
Yeah, Windows 8.
Yeah, so you just watch stuff in browser.
Yeah.
It's not really like the Windows Phone OS.
No, but like there's a difference, right? When you're watching in a browser or putting up a browser onto on a tablet.
Yeah. Well, that's because your tablet's running
an application, right?
It's because your tablet's running like a desktop.
Yeah, it's like a desktop. Yeah.
Like a laptop?
OS, yeah.
It's like kind of like a laptop. Like a laptop?
You mean a laptop?
I was making a joke.
I've had very many arguments with whether or not it's laptop or laptop.
I still call it a laptop.
It's a laptop.
It's a laptop. No.
Yeah.
No, it's a laptop because you can
It was originally in the lab. Laptop.
You're in the originally. Lab. It's a computer, a desktop computer, for a lab. You put it on the lab, so it's a laptop.
I put it on my lap all the time.
Yeah. I wonder if there's a lab dog versus a lap dog.
Oh, and is it a Labrador?
Is a lab dog, yeah.
A Labrador or a Labrador?
A Labrador or a Labris or a Lapris?
A laboratory or a laboratory?
I don't know what a laboratory it
Dexter's
be.
Dexter's Lap would be a completely different show.
That's pretty gross. But I think so. Because since you're able to go and purchase anything on the Android store that you can get on the iOS store, it's pretty seamless for you to go back and forth to Android and iOS. No,
for me?
Yeah, for Daryl.
For Daryl?
Because Darian, you have all iOS devices, right?
Oh yeah. Darian's a full on Mac. Like he's like an Apple fanboy now. He's got an iPhone. He's got an iPad. And he has an iMac.
It just worked.
And his old and his MacBook. His old computer was a Beats, and now Apple owns Beats.
Yeah.
Apple, yeah.
Yeah.
You're full on integrated, man.
Integrated to...
What happened to your Beats
Steve
computer?
Steve Jobs.
Is it still working?
It works. It's Josh just being unused. No, it's over there, but I mean...
Does it have a solid state
It's not being used. It does not, I don't think.
Can you modify it?
It does not. No, yeah, you can't.
Can you take out the back plate and upgrade it?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. Maybe we can do some things with it on Christmas or something. But I guess, yeah.
It does get really
hot.
You
should just give it to Dad.
The dad's tried to use it, and Dad's like, eh, whatever. And he gives it back to him.
Give it to him. No, wait, how old is that thing? 2009?
It's old. 4 or 5 years old?
2012, really?
2012, I think, yeah.
Holy crap.
So the question is, was there an amp built into that thing for your headphones?
Yeah, so you would think, right? What's special
Beats,
about it?
For the Beats laptop.
What's special about it, from what I've read, is when you have the Beats mode turned on, it's regular. And then when you turn the Beats mode off, it like makes your audio super crappy.
That's the only thing.
Other than
that's
that,
hilarious. I mean, didn't they like kind of have that as a laptop, as a music production laptop too, or no?
Probably a higher version, like a...
Yours is a lower version though, right? Or is that the highest version?
I mean, mine was 13 inch or something.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't as powerful? Yeah, no. Because there was different 15 inch.
It's HP Envy.
Yeah, that's right. So speaking of laptops.
Yeah.
Razer released the new Razer Blade Pro. That's what it's called. It's like the new Nintendo 3DS.
Oh, I see.
But it's called the new Razer Blade Pro. All right, get this. It's got an i7 in it.
What?
With a GTX 1080. Not a 1080M. A GTX 1080. Full-on integrated card in it. It's got a 4K display.
Like port out?
No. It's got the screen. On the laptop. Yeah, the laptop screen is 4K. It's got 32 gigs of RAM.
What?
And it's got... 2 terabytes of solid state.
Solid state.
In RAID 0.
I don't know what that means.
RAID 0, one protects the other, no?
RAID 0 is, I think it's striping.
Right? So if one goes...
It's pure on like speed.
Yeah.
That's what that is. And it's already solid state. This is PCIe, solid state drives.
Meaning?
And there's super two fast. There's two terabyte... solid states in there in RAID 0, making it a 2 terabyte RAID 0.
Yeah.
And it's crazy fast. Yeah. You know how much? The low price of 5,000 Canadian.
Ooh.
Why would they?
It's like a Mac Pro.
Yeah, it is like a Mac Pro.
It is a Mac Pro.
But it comes with a screen.
And it's a laptop.
Oh, and it also has a mechanical keyboard. Wow. But it's a low profile.
I mean,
a mechanical keyboard too?
On a laptop.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my question. This keyboard here, this is a mechanical keyboard,
it's not.
No, that's for rubber dome.
Oh, okay. It is very rubber dome.
Yeah. There's no way that's a mechanical.
I was playing games on there, right?
You know that...
is very hard to...
compare our compact Presario
to
the Packard Bell. The Packard Bell had a mechanical keyboard.
The Packard Bell had a badass keyboard?
Mm-hmm. All with its 100 megabyte RAM.
Oh yeah, 100 megs of RAM.
You know, we looked at upgrading it to 133 megabytes. Remember?
But 100 is enough.
I think it was like $200.
Really?
And you're so like, expensive.
Yeah, no,
100.
We were 100's like, more oh, than man, enough. It'd be so fast. I don't even know what kind of processor was in that thing.
Oh man. Well, that's it. I think it had a Pentium one.
I think that's right.
144
megahertz.
Holy crap. And we played Riven, Secret of the Mist.
Wow, yeah. That is the wrong title name.
Or is it sequel? Mist?
No, it's Riven.
Secret of the Riven?
It was Riven, the sequel to Mist.
Oh, no, I thought it was the Secret of the Mist.
Mist is its own game.
Speaking of that, Journeyman. Yeah.
Journeyman Project.
Oh, man. Yeah, did you know that Journeyman Project, we weren't playing Turbo, we were playing the
original.
Yeah,
I know.
One.
I couldn't find anything that wasn't not non-Turbo.
When I watched the Turbo one, I'm like, I don't remember this. Oh, because it's the one that we had was not Turbo. What a great show. TV show.
Yeah, it's a...
Or a video game.
No, it was a video game. All right, what do I got here?
Yeah, something like diverging.
Okay. What's diverging?
Our conversation. I think we were talking about tablets or something.
bed.
Yeah.
Well, we went toddlers, and then I asked Darren what his Beats was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we were talking about.
At least we can follow the breadcrumbs.
Well, OSs.
We
can do,
yeah. Well, we're talking about OSs.
So the Play Store and the Apple Store are pretty much like people pretty much design their apps for those two.
So picks to
usually
the Google.
Usually leaving out like Windows and. Yeah.
Windows. So I think. I don't know if I want to do it because I'm a very big proponent to my headphone jack.
Hmm.
So does the Pixel have a headphone jack?
Yeah. Okay.
So it has the fastest processor in the world. Is that correct for a mobile device?
I'm pretty sure for a mobile 7 phone, is still faster.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know.
Pretty sure iPhone 7 is still faster. Mm.
And what's the allure to the Pixel though?
It's an Android device by Google.
Yeah,
that's it.
It's the new Nexus line.
That isn't a Nexus.
Yeah, it's a Pixel.
And it's not a Samsung.
It's not a Samsung.
No,
nope.
They didn't want that blowing up in their face. Man, all the GIFs that I've seen of that. Yeah, oh my god,
very good one.
Yeah, did you see the Spider-Man? One with Spider-Man?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Spider-Man is like. Hanging on to like a is it the train or is it like a
I think
car?
It's like a car.
It's like a car, and he's on the phone, just like
or a bus or something.
Like, hey, I just got my new phone. It's a Sam, and then you see the you see the scene from Spider-Man 2 when the explosion happens, yeah. And it's like
and half his face. Yeah. Like...
he's like turning away from it.
You know the there's a mod that somebody did for
Grand Theft Auto 5. Yeah. Everyone Samsung has a Samsung Note. 7 and it blows up.
It's a good and Samsung, grenade.
Samsung got so angry that they like they told Rockstar. Oh yeah, they did that too. They discontinued the phone completely.
Because of that?
Because no,
not because
just
of that.
Just because of that
explosions.
Mod.
No. No, they reached out to Rockstar, and Rockstar had to ban that mod.
Oh, you know what's funny? Is that it's going to cost them $6 billion. That's very funny. I could not fathom $6 billion.
So can you not just buy the phone and then just replace the battery? Or is it more
an integrated battery, isn't it?
Is it integrated? I thought most Samsungs have like one removable? Of their main features.
Oh, yeah.
Like
no, the removable.
Yeah. Yeah. So why is it?
I think all the batteries are just.
You know what
is
I think?
A, like a proprietary battery.
You know what I don't? I think it is. I think it's not the battery. I think it's the work that's actually. Oh, what is that? I think the components connecting to the battery is what's crapping out. Like
so, it's more than just the battery.
It's more than just the battery because if you think about it, right? I'm playing my my Tap Hero game.
Are you playing it right now?
No, if I'm tapping on my phone and I play for more than 5 minutes, my phone gets extremely hot, right? So if you think about it, it's not just the battery that's overheating; it's the whole system, right? Like. It might be a cable or it might be something else. You never know what could happen to other pieces when it gets that hot, right? So I have a feeling it's not just the battery that's exploding. It's some of the components that are touching the battery, that are encasing the battery. There's not enough ventilation.
So someone got fired, right?
Yeah. Not with the thing
or do you think they're covered by union?
And then, no.
Or is that a Chinese thing?
No, I think it's...
Do Chinese people have unions?
I don't think so.
Like Fox... Is it Foxconn?
No, they don't. I don't think they have unions.
No?
No, not in
Do
China.
Do you think that they don't have unions because they have so many people that they're like, oh, well, if you don't want to work, we'll just get...
Yeah, we'll just get another...
We'll get Xing Xing 2 or whatever.
Yeah.
Is that racist? Should I...
I think... I don't know if 2 is their last name, then no. But if you meant it as a number, then yes. But no, if they probably don't have unions, and if they have a quote unquote union, it's probably created by their company. it's control, right? They don't have the best living spaces for that, and people make our phones and our devices. For pennies on the dollar, right? So that is the unfortunate part about the Samsung. And actually, Samsung's a Korean company, no?
Yes.
Yeah, but their phones are still made in China.
Oh, they're still outsourced to China. Yeah. Well, that's a big thing. So, aside from it being a Google phone with a fast processor and it has Android, whatever the heck version it is now, gummy bear or something like that, jelly bean? No, what is it now?
J K L
lima bean
M marshmallow.
Is it marshmallow? Is it
nougat.
Yeah, I don't know if you've caught on.
Then what's O?
I don't know. It's probably Oreo.
Oreo?
But if it isn't, then it's probably like
that's copyrighted,
orange soda.
No.
Orange soda?
Yeah, probably. What else is...
Well, N was supposed to be Nutella.
But copyright?
Chocolate haters let spread. Then. Yo. I don't know.
But what else is there that draws people to the Pixel? That's it?
It's a preference. Like it's not
It looks like an iPhone.
It does look like an iPhone. I'm not gonna. When I saw the ads online, I was just like, "Oh wow, like, that's a new iPhone." And then it would like turn around. I'm like, "Oh, that's a Google Pixel."
Actually, and people say that it doesn't look like an iPhone. They're crazy.
If they don't say
it doesn't look like it.
Yeah, that's like when someone says, "Oh yeah, this 1080p doesn't look any different than my 480i.
Well, actually, my old TV, my Sony, has the tube. It has a DVD player, right? We had a DVD player connected to it. If you watch Star Trek on there on the DVD at 480i, at 4:3 aspect ratio, you're looking at it going, how come it looks like it's high definition? It was really crisp, but... No, you can tell, especially. So that's it. That's just because it looks like an iPhone 7 and it's not Mac, people will buy it. Apple, sorry. It's not an Apple product, people will buy it.
Like people say iPhone's like a fashion accessory, right? But then, I know a lot of people say that they'd get an iPhone if it ran Android. So basically,
so now they had the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
So the biggest like draw to the old Nexus line was usually it's a like vanilla platform, as in like you handled a Samsung device before?
Yeah.
It's very cluttered with like their Samsung TouchWiz thing.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's really cumbersome, and same thing with like the LG, same thing with like the HTC. They all have their own
proprietary stuff.
Proprietary launcher on their phones. So the biggest thing with the Google devices is they weren't locked down to a provider. You just needed to stick in a SIM.
See, that's a big
and
one.
And B, it was a very affordable phone. When I got my
Nexus
4, I spent, I think, $350, unlocked, sent from Google. The Pixel is $899 Canadian.
For the regular.
For the regular one.
Wow.
Four-inch screen?
Like, in Ellie's Nexus 5, I bought that, where we bought that for less than $400.
Okay. So the Pixel's selling point is the price.
Not anymore.
No, it costs as much as
the
iPhone.
Nexus. I was saying the Nexus.
You were saying.
I was saying the Nexus price. Yeah. Like the
Nexus versus.
The Nexus line was affordable for it.
Okay, but so basically now Google has something that you can actually use. Now it's at the same comparable price as an Apple product. And the only differentiating factor is its OS.
Basically. That's any phone.
Oh, they have a better camera.
Better camera than the 7?
The 7S or the 7 Plus?
No, the Pixel.
Is it better than the 7 Plus?
Yes. Well, spec-wise, but the 7 they did like completely redesigned their thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Where it's 12 megapixels, right? But it's still
14 megapixels.
14?
Yeah.
And stabilizer and everything too.
Is it?
Yeah, it's 14 megapixels. It's ridiculous. Because everything else is at 12, which is what the standard is.
Well, either way, it's gonna be a wild world of phones upcoming. And if, I don't know if you guys have noticed that there's more and more third party phones coming out, not named Samsung or LG or whatever. They're Huawei and LePak or something like that or something. And it's just like they are all going to be running.
But they're all running Android.
Yeah. So technically everyone has a Google phone.
Yeah. That was the whole point of Android. Android was this open source phone. Mm-hmm. That people can take it and put it on their own hardware.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal. So for sure. Well, I think that's one of the biggest things that came out in the last couple of weeks. No.
Do you think Dad's been to Sandals Jamaica?
No. This is mine. I found it.
Oh. Oh. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, you're looking at my music trunk. Yeah. Look, there's Paris and England, Iowa.
Yeah,
one of the greatest places out there. So, in movie news, did you guys see Logan's trailer?
No.
Yep.
So good.
I need to stop watching trailers.
Because you watched the whole movie already?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
It's so annoying. Did you watch the trailer for the Ouija movie?
No.
Ouija
board?
The original
experiment or something?
Yeah. He already saw the whole.
I watched that and I was like, I just saw the entire movie. It was a 2.5-long trailer.
And you watched the whole movie.
Well, from what I've read is that studies show that'll get people to watch it.
To watch the whole, watch the whole movie in 2 minutes?
Yeah. That's what studies show. You're not one of those people.
Though. I am not.
Yeah. So it's like, what, 60% of the people will see it? So you're like in the 40% that won't. But yeah, it really makes sense. Like, if you know you're going to watch a movie, like, you're probably going to watch Logan anyway. Right?
So what, you're going to watch
I don't know if I'm going to watch it in theater. I'll be honest. I probably won't.
Well, I wanted to watch Ghostbusters in theaters. I didn't.
Okay, well, I wanted to watch. Since you watched the trailer, who's the little girl?
His daughter, X-23. I'm a nerd.
That's the speculation.
It's not a speculation. It's her.
It's her. Truth.
It's the truth, and it's part of the comic
Kamehameha
line. The Kamehameha. it follows the storyline of a couple old man Logan comics. So, but we will see what happens.
All
right. Yeah. What else? What other movies have come?
Power Rangers trailer.
Yeah,
Power Rangers trailer. Ago.
Last can we weeks. Can we talk about the Power Rangers trailer?
Yes, we can.
Because I saw it, and I'm trying to recall whether them having their morphers gave them superhuman powers.
No, it never did.
That's what I thought. Okay.
It never did. No.
But this is like the alien Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Well,
because they get like kryptonite, like anti-kryptonite rocks, which makes them super strong instead of...
Yeah.
Anti-kryptonite.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't make any sense. I think it's to spice up their life.
Yeah, follow where you are.
Spice up your life. Sorry, if you don't know Beck Mongolian Chop Squad, you should check it out. You can torrent it. I'm not even gonna go.
Funimation owns it, and it's on YouTube.
Oh, do they?
It's on YouTube.
Oh, you can watch it on YouTube.
Yeah,
for free.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet! I'm gonna watch it.
Wait,
too bad,
wasn't too bad.
Koyuki's voice is a. Big fat guy, and
you can't see him.
And you can't see him. But no. The problem is you see Koyuki. He is a small Japanese boy, 14-year-old Japanese boy. And then when you see the voice actor, you can't take the voice actor's face and how he does not match the 14-year-old boy who he portrays.
Nancy Cartwright. Nancy Cartwright, man.
Doesn't matter. Okay. Power Rangers. No,
it is subbed though. Like it, you'll.
You can actually watch the Japanese version.
Subtitle version. They had like the first episode dubbed.
They also have they had all of it dubbed
on YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's on YouTube.
Both of it is on YouTube. I've seen them.
Okay, we digress on the Beck Mongolian Chop Squad here, but
it's your fault.
Yeah, it's under Funimation.
So the Power Rangers did not get superhuman powers without morphing.
Yeah.
So if you watch the first ever Power Rangers, the movie, they get their butts handed to them by the, is it Tengu or the
Putty men?
The putty guys.
So, okay. The biggest thing was in the original Power Rangers, they all knew how to fight. They all knew Kung Fu.
No, they knew Kung Fu to a point.
Yeah, I know.
But they could fight, but they would still get overpowered. That's why they had to morph. That was the whole point of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Actually, that's us here. The Super Sentai, is that what it's called? Not Super Hentai, but Super Sentai is what they got. And then they just made their own story of Power Rangers here in the West, right? So Power Rangers-wise, they did not get superpowers. They get their butts kicked. They transform. And then they get their butts kicked again. And then the monster grows. And then they become Zords. Yeah. That's the... That's how it is. So
after 10,000 years, I'm free.
But
time to conquer Earth.
Do you think she's gonna say that? She's gonna come out of her little like sewer drain on the moon and goes.
I don't think she's going to.
But remember,
they're really trying
the intros. It always started. That's how it always started.
Yeah.
It's like it's time to conquer Earth, and then the power guitar goes in. It's like,
yeah, it's all metal.
Yeah, and yeah.
I hope that they like put
the power tapping.
What would be great is if they actually brought that power tapping in with a much more modern metal with the death vocals.
It's gonna be Dragon Force.
Oh. Go Power Rangers.
Like that, just like that.
No way, it's gonna be the hip hop version.
Oh, no, it's gonna be the Fallout Boy version. Why am I the only one laughing here?
I don't know much about Fallout Boy.
Okay, here's the if you guys don't know about it, if you've watched the Ghostbusters movie, everyone basically told Fallout theme? Boy, yeah, basically they said Fallout Boy, stop making music. It's just and yeah, it was really bad.
Wow.
Like people were they were offended. They were already offended by the Ghostbusters being all female. And they just got even more offended that a girl band like Fall Out Boy is the one doing. I'm just joking. I'll stop there. But so here's the only problem that I have with the Power Rangers trailer, okay? They're teenagers with attitude from the television series, but they were always a force for good. They were good, and then they got better.
They were good, right? And then they encountered a ranger that was bad.
Which was Tommy.
The Green Ranger.
Yeah. No, but the problem is that the teenagers with attitude, they were always active in their community. If you watched a lot of Power Rangers. Yeah,
Bayside High.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they had the Bayside Community Center.
Bayside? Whenever I hear Bayside,
Saved by the Bell?
It is Saved by the Bell, Daryl. It's Sunny. What's it called?
Not Sunnydale. I'm looking it up. I'm looking it up. Shit.
I mean, I was like one when all this was going down.
Were like one.
Rangers.
But like they put them as outcasts. Right? And it's kind of weird. Angel Grove, Bayside High. Saved by the Bell. You know what? But Saved by the Bell, they could have easily been the Power Rangers. Screech is the Blue Ranger. Zach is the Red Ranger.
Come on. More names. What? Come on. Hold on. More names.
Hold on.
Kimberly? No, that's the Power Ranger.
Power Ranger.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen. What was her character?
Kelly Kapowski.
There you go.
Lisa Turtle.
Yeah.
Slater. And they didn't have a black guy in Saved by the Bell.
I mean, AC Slater was close to black.
No, he's a Spanish guy. Close to Mexico. Black. So bad. But this one here, I think the black guy is the Blue Ranger in this one.
And the white guy's the...
No, the white guy's...
Oh, the Asian guy's the guy's Black Ranger?
The Black Ranger, yeah. They switched them. No, they switched them and they minus the white person.
What?
Because there's three...
Jason's a white guy.
Yeah, Jason, Kimberly, and that's it. Because Yellow Ranger is a halfer... She's supposed to be fully Asian.
Fully Asian.
But this one's a halfer, and the other one looks like he's full Asian, which he's going to be the Black Ranger. So that looks like it's going to be cool.
Okay.
So but my thing is, though, I don't know how this is. Are they going to be dark heroes now? Is that how it's all about?
Half the trailer, they're spent inside a place they're not supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, they did call it a teaser.
Well, yeah, they showed a lot in the beginning.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though.
And I still didn't see Bryan Cranston, so.
Yeah,
he might be a floating body instead of a floating head.
Yeah. Or he's actually.
Or he goes, say my name. Zordon!
Zordon! Ay, 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 ay! Bill Hader.
Bill Hader?
Yeah, he's going to be there. Do you think Goldar is going to be there? I wonder if Goldar is going to be there. He's the big Sphinx-looking guy.
I want Seth Rogen and...
As Lord Zedd.
No. Listen.
As Bulk and Skull?
Yeah. Seth Rogen and James Franco as Bulk and Skull.
Oh, that would just be perfect. Think about that. Who knows? Maybe.
I don't know. It seems a lot darker. Like, it's not as... Because it had its moments, but it was also more like... teen themed.
More
this angsty. One seems more like dark theme.
Yeah. Yeah. So but that's how it's gonna be for the Power Rangers.
Yes. Next one's gonna be directed by J.J. Abrams or something.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. It's gonna be... Hey, did you watch the new Star Trek movie?
Yeah.
Beyond?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I have not watched it. No. I haven't watched
it. It's okay.
It was directed by Fast and Furious.
Justin Lin.
Yeah.
Jeremy.
It was written by
Simon Pegg.
Okay.
It was co-written by Simon Pegg.
So did you like the second movie more than the third movie?
I just like that the fact that there's Star Trek in theaters still. I didn't get to see this one in theaters though.
I didn't see it in theaters.
So I watched it pirated. Are we gonna unfortunately.
Like are we all gonna go watch Doctor Strange? Oh, yeah. Or no, that one. Sorry.
What?
Oh, Fantastical Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Fantastical? Oh, yeah. Fantastical. Magical. Isn't that what it's called? It's Magical Beasts.
No, it's Fantastic Beasts. Beasts.
Hey, I think I did a YouTube video on this, that show.
Wow. And now there's going to be five movies to that?
Really? Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
So this wow thing is Owen Wilson?
It's Owen Wilson, okay. Yeah. Okay,
wow.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
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 So yeah, you can YouTube Owen Wilson wow.
Yeah, he'll just say wow.
It's as close to Keanu Reeves, whoa. Oh, man. But yeah. That's movie news. So what about science news, everybody? Elon Musk, in the last month or so, has said that he is going to send people to Mars and beyond. Actually, just Mars.
Just Mars.
But everyone's going like, yeah, that's not going to happen.
And he says like in the next 10 years.
Yeah, literally.
Maybe he's, how much is that going to cost? Do they have to give up their life?
You have to say, you basically say, sayonara world.
Yeah.
So are you going?
How much does it cost?
No, it's not how it costs.
You sell your soul.
It costs?
Yeah, he's looking for people.
Yeah, sure, I'll go.
You have to pay it in blood.
But we're not visiting.
Sacrifice a goat in front of Elon Musk's
How long does it take to travel altar? There? 8 months?
About 8 months.
Is it 8 months?
It took the Curiosity like 8 months, right?
So yeah. Does that mean
it'll take longer for with humans? I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
they have to be very careful on their calculations. I mean,
the rocket's like gigantic, though.
Really?
The rocket.
Oh, rocket!
Like it's like four times larger than. It's like 10 times larger than anything else that's been launched, and it's like 4 times the power.
Ten times larger than anything.
At least wider.
Okay. Here's my question, though. Why doesn't Elon Musk put someone on the moon first?
No atmosphere.
Oh, there's actually atmosphere in Mars?
Yeah.
Really?
There's clouds and stuff.
So there's water.
Yeah. There's water on Mars.
Do you not know that there's they no made life? That discovery yeah, like that's 6 months ago?
No. I mean,
that's why he's choosing Mars and not the moon.
Not the moon. I see. That makes sense.
And then anywhere further is way too far. Like, what is that? Titan? I don't think Titan.
Titan 8.
Like a Saturn.
Oh, Saturn. Of those
ones. Europa.
Wow. He's actually
those are way too far.
That's no, like 3 or 4 years, right?
Those are to get there. I think those are like more suitable, but they would take like 10 years, maybe.
Wow. Yeah. Well, maybe Mars could be the first step.
How many cups of sugar?
What's after Mars again?
Get to the moon.
Saturn.
Venus.
No, Venus is
Venus like, is closer to Sun.
Jupiter.
Yeah. Oh, probably Jupiter. I would moon and Jupiter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, you have to basically give up your life.
How long Cause technically travel that's what to Jupiter?
Wait, why are you typing that? You just Siri that thing.
43 minutes. Oh, no, that's speed 43 of light.
43 minutes.
That's speed of light.
That's a lot.
That's a really quick travel time. That's
speed of light.
So, yeah. So he says in less than 10 years, mm-hmm. right? I honestly wouldn't doubt that.
Really?
Yes. 10 years ago?
No.
No smartphones were like even around. And now we're already.
You're right. 2006.
10 years ago?
10 years ago? Smartphones?
In 2006.
First iPhone came out in 2008.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes. And so in 2006.
Palm Pilots. And now, do you know what a Palm Pilot is?
A BlackBerry? Yeah. No.
Palm Pilot was a smart.
Accessibility. I think Darren's saying accessibility.
So, what? 10 years ago, literally none of this. 8 years later, it's been built and like redesigned to like be faster than pretty much anything. Like
that. So why don't they put that kind of technology into the spaceships?
They have it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. In less than 10 years. I wouldn't doubt if it in less than 10 years people are already going to head there.
So what are we going to have first?
Technology progresses so fast.
We're going
to
have...
What are we going to have first? Are we going to be able to fly to Jupiter, or are we going to be able to zip around the world in tubes?
Jupiter, I think, is first before the tubes.
Because with tubes, you have to like...
There's government.
You have to... Like, on Mars, there's no government. So,
yeah.
And also, there's nothing there, so you don't have to tear anything down to build.
Yeah.
Well, Mark Watney's a...
He's there.
There.
You're right.
A lot of potatoes.
Yeah. Poop potatoes, you mean? Oh, man. Yeah, no, that guy has some really, really crazy ideas, and, you know, it's coming to fruition. Like, his battery power plant that he's making for the United States. Apparently it can power 10 United States or something like that.
Is it?
Like, yeah, it's... And I think... And there's also...
Why would he want to power the States? The States is a third world country.
Yeah, oh yeah. That's what Trump says, right?
No, Trump just wants no Mexicans. Sorry, illegal.
He doesn't want any Muslims, and he doesn't want women. So it's just all men in the United States. So
the States is
just deport all of them.
Okay, that's enough politics.
Okay.
In record time.
So four weeks ago. Is it 4 weeks?
4 weeks
Montreal
ago.
Montreal outlawed the pit bull.
Oh no, not they can't do that. It's
Not inhumane.
A city can't ban. It has to be provincial. The government has to ban it, not the city.
Oh, okay.
So
regarding
anything that comes to say that you can't have something.
Really?
Yeah.
So is there a follow-up to this article?
You can still have pit bulls. It's just... People are very careful on where they keep their dogs now in Montreal. I have a few friends who are very active in that community for the pit bulls and stuff. So it's pretty crazy what they're going through right now. But they haven't had a full ban. It has to be provincial wide.
All right.
Yeah. So
the 76ers acquired esports teams.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
they actually start. It's finally starting.
Philadelphia 76ers buys Apex and Dignitas and merge it together under the Dignitas name.
Yep. It's a very smart move.
It is a crazy super smart move.
So
I'm pretty sure the 76ers were like texting Rick Fox and they're like, "Hey, how are you doing?" Rick Fox is like, "Great. No. We made it out of relegation."
No. I think Rick Fox probably went to those guys.
Rick Fox spoke to Shaq, and then Shaq is also investing in esports.
He's, I bet you any money that's...
And then they saw Shaq and Rick Fox, and they're like, "Oh, well, we have to get on that."
Yeah, so...
So the teams Apex and Dignitas were bought by them? Mm-hmm.
So these are Apex. Not these are not just teams for LoL or League of Legends.
They're organizations.
They're organizations for in esports.
Yeah.
It's so, just think of it as if the Toronto Raptors were a basketball team and a baseball team.
Yeah.
So they can have Dignitas as a League of Legends team and a CSGO team.
Right. That makes sense.
Dignitas being a very well-known brand and Apex, well, Dignitas recently got shut down? Is that right?
Dignitas, they were up for grabs basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so, or their space was up for grabs or Dignitas themselves were up for grabs.
The company, the organization themselves were
They put themselves up for sale.
Yeah.
So they gave it to new management.
Yeah.
Which is the smart thing to do because the people who used to own them are now
millionaires.
Dignitas
was a huge brand.
They're a huge brand. Dignitas has stayed around or has been around since
like the beginning,
since StarCraft.
So chances are also though the people who started it are also in the next 5 or 6 years they are consultants. So they're probably getting paid to do that as well. It looks like the grandparents are home, and I'm hoping that they brought some food. What else, Daryl? What else is on the Tweety pies there?
Amazon Prime subscriber holders now have Twitch Prime.
Oh, I heard about that.
Very nice.
Well, no, that was like a month ago, right?
Yeah.
A month or two ago?
This is from my list from 4 months ago.
We haven't recorded one in a month.
We're rehashing it because we just woke up from our tryptophan coma.
Yeah. So basically, Twitch had their Turbo, which was like a subscription-based service. And when Amazon bought them earlier this year, they just announced their
services.
Yeah, merging the services to Twitch Prime. So, and I think Twitch Prime users has access to like special emotes as well as one subscription.
Nice.
Like they can subscribe to.
Don't know actually.
I think they could subscribe to one Twitch partner channel every month, kind of thing.
That's pretty cool. Cool. Yeah.
What else?
That's future.
The internet died yesterday.
Oh, I heard about that. On the western side of the states.
Yeah, no. Wait, what?
East Coast.
Yeah.
Really?
So the biggest like someone DNS server
torrented a big porn file.
That's not how it works. Wow.
Shut down.
That's not how it works. It was, the biggest DNS.
Kim Kardashian's butt finally.
Yep. That's what happened.
So continue.
Nope.
See, the university was like, the internet was down like the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty infuriating.
Yep.
So is it all...
Twitter was down. Did that affect
Calgary?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't city specific. Yeah. It was website specific and how you got to the websites.
But in the States,
the internet was actually down.
No, like in my school, it was like actually down. Like no one could connect.
Then they were trying to route their DNS servers outside than internally. Okay. Then that means yes. That would make their internet break.
Okay. Because
I work in IT in downtown, and we didn't actually get a single call from anyone complaining about not being able to connect to a certain area.
Maybe they have proxies that went up when those sites went down? Or
Twitter was completely broken. Imgur is still broken.
Oh really?
Netflix was broken yesterday.
Netflix was broken.
Are you sure?
Oh wait, no, it wasn't broken.
It's half broken.
Imgur?
Yeah.
Netflix.
All these images. Netflix.
How long yesterday?
No.
When yesterday?
But you go to an Imgur, like a site that's on Imgur, or a picture that's on Imgur. Like an album?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Those ones are broken.
Okay.
Netflix though, how long was that down for?
The whole day? It wasn't the entire website that was down. It was only like certain parts of it.
We basically watched Netflix
kids stuff for the girls yesterday.
Elder Scrolls Online was broken.
Wait, till what time was
this Xbox.com was broken?
When did this all end?
It started. I don't think it's done.
No. But what about the Netflix thing?
They probably rerouted their DNS servers in like 8 hours after.
Yeah, so it was back up like
yesterday afternoon.
Okay. So then it was no problem. Then we were the kid, yeah, no. The girls got to.
Oh,
watch.
I guess that's why League of Legends was. I couldn't connect to chat, so yeah. I was playing with my friends via entering their name specifically into party.
Yep.
And inviting.
Yep.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
I was wondering why that was. Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. But why would that something like that shut down?
Because DNS servers are what you use to translate website names to IP addresses.
So it's only all in one spot?
So Dyn, the company that got attacked, is one of the largest DNS providers.
Ouch.
So people reference their servers to be able to direct what websites you're going to, or internal traffic, like web-based wise, right? So anything that had to do with you connecting to the Twitter.com website goes to IP blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But that translation, which is what the DNS does, was down, hence breaking the internet.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, and I think they house like 70% of the DNS servers or something like
so
that.
So what are they doing to fix it?
You can't.
Not to fix it, but to have this not happen again.
You can't. You unplug really? It.
Yeah. You unplug it and then you build something else new else or something like that?
No, it's just how the internet works. If you get attacked by a ton of information, it's a tunnel, right?
Yeah.
If that tunnel gets clogged up,
yeah,
you can't prevent it. You can't make that tunnel bigger because they're just going to put more stuff through it.
So the question is, I'm saying, is yes, they'll put more through it or whatever. What are their steps to so that doesn't happen again?
There's no steps.
Really?
There is no steps. That's how the internet works.
So it'll happen again.
It will happen again.
Is it because
and again?
And again. So, you know, like, so just take the World of Warcraft Legion.
Uh-huh.
Or no, the one before that, Mists of Pandaria.
Okay.
No, Warlords of Draenor.
Kung Fu Panda.
For the first like 36 hours, it was almost unplayable because there were so many people connecting through the pipe for like World of Warcraft servers.
So this was
think of that on a giant scale.
This was just regular people logging in.
No,
they like, were, but they were just regular traffic.
Was it regular traffic plus a DDoS attack?
Regular traffic is regular traffic. Yeah. DDoS is there, like that's on purpose.
But in comparison to the World of Warcraft,
I'm just saying as an example how that works.
Yeah. So when they crash the internet, you can't stop the flow. They're just
no. The only way to stop it is unplug.
Unplug.
And so, then nobody has access to it.
So nobody has internet. This is that's dangerous. I'm scared right now. Because what you're telling me...
I'm going to have to go outside.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get some vitamin D into my eyeballs.
This podcast will be interrupted by Kirkland Pizza.
Oh.
We have to talk about Nintendo still.
Oh, yeah. We'll be done here very quickly. Come on, butt.
Just go eat.
Just go eat. But that's kind of scary. That was an intermission by my wife, by the way. What does that mean, though? Does that mean that if there's somebody who's just attacking constantly can keep the internet shut down for the rest of our lives?
So someone gained access to a botnet, which is millions of computers that are compromised.
Okay.
And they made it so that those millions of computers send a million bits of information each to a single point of failure.
Yeah.
Clogging up that single point of failure just breaks everything.
Okay.
I don't know. So don't ask me. I'm not like a network a network professional that will understand.
That single point of failure, it's like, would you say like a weakest link in a chain?
Yes.
Type of thing?
Okay. Yeah. So if this goes down, that chain breaks.
Yeah. Okay.
The circle in the chain.
Hmm.
Great circle of life.
Yeah, exactly.
In the internet life. So my question is, or not question. So I'm guessing they haven't resolved this issue yet.
No, it's still persistent.
Okay. So it means that maybe in the next 2 or 3 weeks, all of the internet all around the world could be down?
You just have to be fast enough to switch your DNS servers. So right now, if you were to access any of our...
So that doesn't get hacked.
Oh, you have to switch the DNS server so it passes through a different route.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like construction.
Yeah.
So is this making the internet better? That's the question too.
This
instance.
Instance.
Will they make it better so it doesn't this kerfuffle for them doesn't ever happen again?
I mean, the internet hasn't changed in 25 years.
Will Dyn lose any market share?
Probably.
I'm pretty sure they
probably lost a lot.
They're going to lose some money. Yeah. Right. I'm sure that there's a really big insurance policy that they have for any sort of downtime, but that's kind of nuts, man. It's kind of nuts. Everything is the Internet of Things, right? So everything has something that's connecting to the internet. Some people have homes, all of their Wi-Fi connects to all their lights, and they can control it all on their phones.
Yes.
Everything. Before, to have that, they used to have to put miles and miles of cable all through the house to have it a smart house. Now everything's just Wi-Fi and Bluetooth connected, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Internet of Things, do you think that... I saw a weird GIF. There's ransomware on your smart fridge or something like that. Have you seen that thing?
But I've seen things like on their fridge, it's like the Windows updating screen.
Oh man, so bad. So, speaking of making things better.
And light switches.
Oh, smart.
Terrible. Oh my
God. Very smart. The Nintendo NX has been revealed to be called the Nintendo Switch.
Yes.
So it's something that is, the grandpappy of home entertainment. The Nintendo Entertainment System is now the Nintendo Switch, which is basically an NVIDIA Shield
tablet.
It's a tablet. Yes. Yeah, basically it's a tablet.
It's a tablet with a docking station that mirrors input to or mirrors its output on a TV.
Oh, and it has no touch functionality.
Yeah, that was a little weird. I'm pretty sure it has touch.
No, I don't think it does.
I don't think so. I think if they had touch functionality, it's going to drive the price up a lot.
I think if it had touch functionality, they would have shown that demo in their demo.
No, I think they wanted to show off the controllers, though.
Yeah, the controllers that you can lose, hey?
You can lose everything.
Yeah. I know you can lose everything. But here's my thing. You buy this. Yeah, but you have your kid, right? And
are you talking about losing a child to losing a tablet?
I'm saying your kid's gonna lose that small little controller that fits on the both sides of that
Yeah, but thing. I don't think they were advertising this for children.
Yeah, this is advertised to very social.
It's a very social, attractive people.
Very socially attractive people. Hey,
well,
social and attractive.
In that commercial, I thought that she was gonna pick her tablet up, go over to the rooftop, and then just sit in the corner and just. I wanted that to happen.
You know what?
I wanted that to happen.
When they called her over, right? this is the commercial that Nintendo released for calling it the Switch. When they called her over and she said, I bet you she was like, ugh, I'm in the middle of a boss fight.
So that's not really a problem.
So she grabs, but she grabs her thing. She goes across the street. She goes and, starts, hey, everybody, how's it going? And then it's like, let's play video games. It's not conducive to what was going to happen. It's like, hey, yes, you're right. They're trying to push the social aspect of it, but when you pick up that piece of the piece of equipment, I guess equipment, that
when you pick up the console.
Yeah. You pick up the console, it's like,
oh,
personal. This is for you, in my the way I see it. And when you went over to a party, why would you bring that?
Do you know mm-hmm. what I mean? 'Cause so she could play with her friends.
I guess.
Yeah, they're playing. What are they playing? Mario?
Katamari? I don't know, but the last bit about the esports teams.
That was pretty Splatoon? Funny. Splatoon.
Do you think Nintendo's is ever going to be serious in esports?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, I think so.
And Smash?
If they bring Smash to the
If they actually the support Switch, Smash? Yeah.
I don't.
Otherwise, people are smashing their Switches.
I'd like to play.
This is what happens. They're going to be so mad. Break it right through their knee.
Yeah.
Oh no, the one that I really like is
the basketball one.
Is the basketball one
stupid?
It's the funniest. No, that's the one. That's one of the reasons why I was just like, what are they doing? Because really? It's like, yeah, I'm gonna go out to be physically active with my friends and to be, you know, to get better at my game, my basketball game. I do not see people who play basketball because they're not those type of people to stop playing basketball in the middle of the night to play that video game and all of them crowding around to go play that. And
a lot of basketball players really like NBA 2K.
No. It's not that the game is bad or anything.
He's saying how they interpreted it off of, like, on the side of the courts, like on the sidelines.
Like, it's kind of like, hey, you know, let's go play this video game now. Like, I've never had that thing where, unless it was Pokemon and we played basketball, and I took out I was gonna go home and ride the bus and take out my Game Boy and play my Pokemon, and then I had my brother with me and we have the cable and we attach it. That's how we play together as we go. It's not like I'm going to replace basketball, the game that I went out to play. I left my house to go to a basketball court to play a video game about basketball. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I mean,
no, they didn't leave just to play the video game.
Yeah, I think they did.
No.
They went to play basketball, and then someone showed up, and they're like, guys, let's play NBA 2K. And they're like,
no,
I don't own that game yet.
So how
oh
that
my God.
What no, dude. Listen, what I interpreted
bunch of
that,
moochers.
What I interpreted that as is someone else wanted the court for a little bit, so they were like, okay, let's play NBA on their tablet. And then they had two of them.
And then they had a tournament.
NBA Jam. Switch Jam.
So there's that one, I don't know if you guys noticed it. So the guy is, I gotta leave. You know, he gets into this taxi and he's playing, goes to the airport, and then he puts his Nintendo and then his the two controllers on his hands. Was it just me, or when you looked at him, he looked very uncomfortable inside the plane? Like, really? Like, yeah, he was like, he's squished, and he's like. like
I mean, having played Skyward Sword for a lot of hours.
How many hours is a lot of hours?
Like 60.
No, but here's the thing. It's one thing to play that game, right? And you're playing like this.
Yeah.
You know, you're playing.
No.
You're
I'm like this.
Yeah, you're playing this, right?
Zelda?
You're doing this.
Like this.
You're in a plane and you're waiting.
You're not. It's no motion controls though.
It's not motion control.
Oh, okay. So.
Yeah.
See, that's my other fear, is that even if I were to have it, I'm losing those controllers. Losing it. And then what? They also have a pro gaming controller itself?
Yeah, for all the esports enthusiasts. Yeah,
that's a lot of peripherals for one console, no?
It's the same amount of peripherals.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you have the shield. Right,
then you have the controllers.
You have, no, you have the shield.
Yeah.
You have the dock holder.
The dock, yeah.
Okay, you have the two side controllers that you slide on.
Yeah, the controllers.
Then there's another middle piece that you can slide onto that thing to do that. Then you have the pro controller.
Yeah, do you know what he's talking about?
Yeah, I know what he's talking about, but I'm pretty sure that just comes with it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the pro controller is something you buy separate.
Yeah, the pro controller is the only separate thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I don't know. Well, we will have to see on how it'll be
the issue
be accepted,
I,
right?
The issue I see though is
internet?
Because no, well, yeah, sure, but because it's mobile and a console,
Yeah.
And they really want to talk about it like it's a console.
Yeah.
The big thing I see because it's mobile is like if they add, I think they're talking about bringing Pokemon to it.
Mm-hmm.
So like us, we used to, we had like multiple Game Boys and stuff, right?
Yes.
So would that mean people would need multiple switches?
Yeah,
and then
absolutely.
Like
absolutely.
Multiple
no.
docks?
Did you not, but yeah, did you not see
yeah,
the...
but in like a one house, in like a
yeah.
one family house?
Yeah, yeah. You did you, in the basketball
and
one.
And then like one TV and they have like several docks.
Yeah, no, they're going to have three TVs.
What?
No. The one at the basketball court, there were two.
Yeah. Cuz right? you can play two players on one.
And then in the game at the big arena.
Yeah, well, that's the arena.
They did five.
Yeah,
right?
That's
so
an arena,
they're,
though.
They're doing that.
That's like going to a League of Legends and seeing 10 gaming computers. And
yeah.
It's like,
yeah, but yeah. like when you're playing the NBA game, are you going to be playing with two people or one person? What's that?
You're playing two people on one screen. It's like it's literally
but
like a mobile
both.
Console.
Yeah.
I don't know what either of you guys are talking about right now.
do we need to buy more than one just to play
two
player?
There are families out there that have three Xboxes in a house.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess
think of
right.
like Jeff Ramsey. And
well, that's his job.
No, I'm saying in the house.
Yeah.
It's not his job in the house. I'm saying in the house, they have multiple
yeah.
Xboxes.
No, I guess so.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
All right.
That's...
I mean,
but
if
his job does revolve around gaming, though.
I understand that. When your children grow up
yeah.
and they're self-sufficient, but they haven't moved out yet
uh-huh.
and they're gamers,
uh-huh.
if they become gamers,
yeah,
and you want a console
mm-hmm.
to play your games, and
yeah.
I'm pretty sure everything's going to become digital only.
Yeah.
No physical
oh,
it's going to happen.
It is cartridges, by the way.
Yeah.
Cartridges.
Oh, game
is
cartridges.
That what, is it the
game
SD
cartridges.
Card looking thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No discs.
I don't know how I feel about that. Just get rid of it completely.
It's SD, right?
Yeah.
No, I know.
SSD.
I'm saying get rid of it completely.
Just make it all digital.
Just make it all digital.
But I mean, he did play on the plane. If he were to play
well,
digitally, like
same,
online,
Darian, at the same time, digital doesn't mean online exclusive.
No, but
so
I'm talking about the space that it takes to download a game. He could just take like three cards with him
yeah.
rather than having it all downloaded on there.
Why not?
Because of space concerns.
There shouldn't be space concerns. Storage is extremely cheap
yeah,
and
but
fast.
Yeah, but you can't just go out and keep adding a new solid
yeah.
state drive onto the Switch.
I'm
like you can't like just keep downloading games.
Why
then
not?
Because then you have to delete.
Yeah,
you have
to
delete
them.
First ones.
I'm saying it. Games aren't that big, and storage concerns should not be there in today's day and age. You can get a tablet. You can get an iPad with a terabyte of storage.
An iPad?
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Or is it 128?
No, it's
yeah.
128 gigabytes, and that's
okay, but
it.
Still, 128
and like 256. 128.
Let's say an average game is 2 gigabytes.
Yeah. So now, let's say you're an avid gamer. And you have a crap ton
yeah,
of games.
Like your Steam library.
Your Steam
yeah, but
library.
I don't download them
exactly.
all at once.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You can't download them on the plane.
Well, why would you go on a plane ride without planning out your gaming?
Because
yeah, so you just
maybe you
out
got
out
bored
games.
Of the games that you already had.
Oh,
and then
God.
You're like, maybe I should.
Yeah.
But then again, actually, though, in the airplane, there is Wi-Fi on airplanes, by the way. Just letting y'all know.
It's terrible Wi-Fi.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. But the Internet of Things, that Internet will be Wi-Fi. So.
And
the
you'll have to.
Will be Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Playing digital. Oh, I mean.
Yeah, on the airplanes. Some actually have direct Ethernet cables. So, in airplanes. But that's the Nintendo Switch, everybody. Basically, there's no such thing as the 3DS anymore, and there's no point to having... Do you think they're going to phase that out?
Nintendo merged their mobile and console units.
Yeah, and they're done. They're only making one thing now.
Yeah, they're only making one thing.
Oh, wow, that's really... I don't know if that's smart.
Really?
No, because it's... Because there are stationary gamers, and then there's people who are mobile.
But
yeah,
it covers
it does both.
Yeah, yeah, it sure does both. But
yeah.
How much is the console going to cost? We don't know yet.
Assuming it's going to be $399.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I'm calling it right now. $499. No. $500.
No, there's no way Nintendo in their right mind would price it higher than.
They're in their right mind, and they've combined both their mobile.
If it has touch functionality, I assume it would cost as much as a regular tablet.
So like $700.
Yeah, but I'm not sure about that. However, in their sponsors, the list of what third-party developers they have for Autodesk is among them. So who knows if there's going to be touch.
You can play Warframe.
That's pretty crazy.
Have you played Warframe?
We're just going to have to see.
Made by Autodesk? No, Warframe is it's like, what's that PlayStation 4 game that everybody, Destiny?
Oh, yeah.
It's like Destiny.
It's like a battle. It's like a battle.
You play as a guy with weapons.
It could probably just be that.
And then Autodesk developed that game or something like that.
Cool. A lot of people are excited about Skyrim again.
The Ultimate Edition?
I think it's Special Edition.
Is it coming out onto Switch?
Onto Switch, yeah.
Oh.
So people are like ecstatic to play not at home.
You should just release the next Elder Scrolls game.
I don't know. Nintendo had a home console and a mobile console, platform, you know, combining them both. Will they lose some of the mobile people or will they lose some of the home console
people? It really is just like a big PSP, right?
Yeah, I guess. And PSP is still being created, right? No? The Vita is gone?
It's pretty not good. Right?
Oh, Vita's done, eh?
It's good for the factor of like. It's good for the factor of like doing the remote session, remote play or whatever it's called.
So you can play your PS4 games on your Vita.
Oh, wow.
Like when you go to the washroom.
You know what I think all of this mobile gaming is all about is having more time playing the game while you're pooping.
Hmm.
That's the people who designed that was all in the mind of, I really need to go take a dump and I don't want to press pause right now. I think that was the motivation to make the Nintendo Switch mobile. But on that bombshell, I think we're going to end it right there. I'm calling it, everybody. So there's Costco food upstairs. If you don't
help yourselves,
come on out, come on by. Apparently, everyone is in Calgary in this next week or so.
Really?
Yeah, my friends are flying in and for the week. I don't know. Either way, hopefully, you guys have a really great next 2 weeks. We will have regular scheduled programming again until the next long weekend that occurs, which I think is
Christmas
time. So
let's see, do we hit Christmas 5/19/3/17? Oh, we hit New Year's.
Yeah, so
we might not be able to make
I'm gonna try to make sure that we record something beforehand
there. Sure.
Okay, so once again, if you guys have not checked us out, find us on Facebook and on Twitter and on Instagram. I do small little updates week to week, so hopefully you guys are on there and follow us. If you have any questions or concerns, message us on Facebook, or if you want, you can go the snail way.
Are you giving
them
the...
it's imbangium@gmail.com.
Oh, okay.
Apparently that's slower, right? So than doing a tweet. I want to thank you guys for listening. Hopefully you guys have a great next 2 weeks, and we'll catch you next time. This is Brian.
I'm Daryl.
And I'm Darian.
Did we introduce ourselves in the beginning?
No, we didn't. And this has been another episode of the Embangium Podcast.
Bye-bye.
Later.